quarter to six and 18 below zero. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. 18 below. Well, it's not as, you know, we said it was going to be 23 below, so it's 5 degrees warmer.
Wow, that's positively balmy at that temperature.
We ran through such a long list of closings. It just went on and on today. So, and having said that, actually, there's a number of school districts like Baldwin-Woodville or Bangor, so again, west or further south, that are delayed 2 hours. Birchwood further up north, so there's just kind of no way to know. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's, I'm not looking forward to heading out to work today.
Yeah. So, I can tell people that we did run through it, and again, it's kind of, I'll have to select, it takes so long to do. I tip my hat to WEAU TV, so WEAU.com if you want to check that in the list. My coworker, who usually works toward getting it at WIB.com, is not available for that, so I'll just make acknowledgement of that. All right, so bitter cold temperatures, and let's see. I wanted to talk about, you know, people, church, like what you think church, you know, we think about, you know, Hebrews says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And yep. A lot of times that's pointed to, I think it's Hebrews 10, talks about the gathering. But, you know, we think about house churches and the early church, and even Philip Yancey wrote a book about, you know, like, church, why bother, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's, I think, a lot of different ways we can conceptualize church. I think there's sometimes what I see is people pushing back on the different ways people choose to gather and assemble. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a very specific picture of what they think that is. And often that picture looks nothing like what the early church would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the early church, people didn't sit in rows listening to a speaker talking to them, you know, and then with a high production set. And, you know, it's really about the gathering. It's about the community.
I like in Colossians where it talks, and I'm trying to look for it even as we're talking here, but it talks about how, you know, somebody bring a hymn or it's like everybody bring something.
Right.
And yeah, I'm looking at it now in Colossians 3. It says, let the message of Christ dwell richly among you as you teach and admonish one another with wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. I don't know. I just kind of gather that, like, what do you got? What do you, you know, and... So
yeah, there was something that I don't know if you did it when you went to school for spiritual direction, but you gather at the fire. I actually think we had somebody from Ireland who came, and they have something. It's called like a Kaylead or something like that, where everybody brings something. It's food, it's music, it's a word, it's lots of different stuff, and it's just really a fun way to gather.
We did have that, and a lot of people, I think, shared their testimony that night.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yep.
Right. So I don't know. I guess what it is I think of one model of church Joel Comiskey's written a lot about is cell church. And basically it brings it into, he talks about cell and celebration, that the gathering, when you worship and you hear the word, that that's the celebration, but that the real core of it is those cell groups. And a lot of, in his concept, a lot of it is, you know, you'll take like the message, the sermon, and there'll be questions about it, and you'll have groups that are supposed to, you know, grow, et cetera. And so I keep that in mind, but I don't know. It seems like a Saturday morning breakfast or a Sunday evening where we gather with friends and have a meal and fellowship and pray, it just feels more like church, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's where community happens,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Yeah, community, I think, is so that you're needing that. I think if I just walk in the door at 10 and sing some songs and then listen to announcements and hear a 40-minute message and leave, I don't know.
Right.
As my friend who works with InterVarsity told me recently, that they say if you don't debrief, it didn't happen. So
sure.
I guess there's some of that. So just venting my spleen this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, as we gather around the fire this morning, scripturally, just one verse, Romans 12:3.
And that says, because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us.
All right, just walking slowly through what you say in letters to the beloved, your devotional commentary. Say, here are some ways to grow in godliness. Do not make too much of yourself. exaggerating your righteousness and leading others to believe that you're better than you are. I've invited you into faith, and I want your faith to bloom right where I've planted you. If I made you a daisy, be the best daisy you can. Do not pretend you're a sunflower. Final thoughts.
Yeah, you know, I think we a lot of times have these expectations that we put upon ourselves about who we're supposed to be. And I think probably the best thing we can do is just try to be authentic. Where are we doing well? Where are we not doing well? And I think that's really where spiritual growth happens, is really coming home to ourselves.
Good enough. Stay warm. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep,
there
we'll
go, our buddy Jason Kanz, WWIB. Best 5 minutes of the day.
What does a mummy smell like? Nothing I'd really wondered about, but apparently, to some, it's a factor of curiosity, and now we know.
Yeah, in films and books, terrible things happen to those who smell mummified bodies. But according to Cecilia Vembury, research director at University College London, a sniff led her to a different.
She said her team was surprised at the, quote, pleasantness of the mummies they were doing research on when they sniffed them.
Yeah, I imagine being surprised, right? She co-authored a study evaluating odors from 9 mummies up to 5,000 years old.
I wonder what gave her the idea. It's like, you know what? I bet lots of people in this world are wondering what mummies smell like, so let's sniff them and then do a study. The study recently published used chemical analysis and a panel of human sniffers to evaluate the odors of the mummies.
Yeah, floral notes were detected, likely from pine and juniper resins used in embalming.
They also detected odors that were, quote, woody, spicy, and sweet.
Wow. Okay.
Would not have described a mummy smelling like that. I guess the Egyptians knew what they were doing.
See, that's a great thing about doing morning radio, right? Because we kind of scan the globe to try to find a story, and neither of us woke up this morning thinking we'd be talking about that.
What mummies smell like.
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound, and I have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
And congratulations to Beth, because for us playing her cabin fever scream, she just won herself a 2-pack of delicious scrumptious cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecake and a tasty treat basket from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on Highway 53. But Caleb, anybody who just has their cabin fever scream recorded at 715-396-1670, they're eligible for the grand prize.
Yeah, the grand prize is just fantastic. I mean, so many items in that, including a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake. We've got 2 full event One Fest tickets in there, Raintree Garden Center, a beautiful hanging basket, Tactical Escape 101, a group event there for multiple people. And, of course, that 2-night stay and play for a family of 5 from Metropolis Resort Action City and Chaos Water Park. That's worth over $800 all by itself. So why wouldn't you give a cabin fever scream? And honestly, it might be therapeutic as well, too.
Yeah,
where it's like,
so.
And so many times we have kids like laughing in the background because they're like, I can't believe someone's actually telling me that I can be loud, that I can scream. And again, go for it. 715-396-1670. Now, time and place. So depending on where you're at, you might want to go to a certain place to be able to give us that scream. But let it rip. I mean, truly, give us your best possible scream. As long as you do that, you're entered for the Cabin Fever Grand Prize. It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB 715-723-2555. Let's see if we can get this solved. Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what? Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by this. 715-723-2555. What you were playing for on Tuesday Trivia is $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They've got those amazing European chocolates. They can custom make ice cream cakes like Oreo, Mint Avalanche, Cookie Dough. So many sweets and treats at C&J's.
Yeah, absolutely. The custom ice cream cakes and more. So, all right, 723-2555. And again, the question is,
every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what?
Right.
By this. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrad.
Hey, Jack.
What do you think?
I think it's either a remote control airplane or flying drones.
Huh.
A remote control airplane or flying drones. And now I see what you did there, because getting a couple guesses in, Jack, you know what? I applaud that.
All right.
Either one of them right?
All right. We'll go with at least the first one he said. It's not it, though.
So remote control airplanes and or drones. We'll just group those together. And no, not it. Thanks, Jack. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Paul from Willard.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
In this wonderful weather we're having, I'm going to guess a snowblower.
A snowblower? Oh, goodness. Uh-huh. It can be very dangerous. Is that what it is?
Could that be it? Sorry, Paul.
Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by this. Injured by what?
Yeah. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Is it vacuuming?
Vacuuming. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never know, right?
Sure.
I mean, you don't necessarily think injuries with that, but it could happen, but that's not it, Julie. Sorry.
Thank you, Julie. 715-723-2555.
So the lines were pretty busy initially, but we're open right now for business at 723-2555 with a great $25 gift certificate on the line for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, and now also in Rock Falls right off Highway 85.
Yeah, that second location opening up this spring.
Hmm. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm driving in a car calling from Eau Claire.
Okay.
I guess it's fireworks.
Fireworks. Okay. Can be very dangerous around the 4th of July. Really cool, but very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by fireworks?
It's a good guess, but sorry.
Not it. For $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, who can figure this out? Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by this. Injured by what?
All right, we'll take three more calls, but at the moment, we don't have any. 723-2555. 723-2555. And going once, going twice, and we are going to wait till after 8:45. All right, we've given it two tries. Let's try one more time to see if we can get a winner in Tuesday Trivia. What a prize today.
Indeed, we have $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They have a second location opening up in Rock Falls this spring, so excited for that. But Kristen was just telling me they have sections for candies from all over the world. So not only do they have the nostalgic sweets and the candies and treats that maybe you grew up with decades ago, but also from multiple countries around the world, including like the Belgian chocolates and such. They have individual countries and candies and sweets from those countries. It's an amazing thing that you need to go in there to see it. And you might just be going in there with $25 to spend if you can solve our Tuesday trivia. 715-723-2555. And this is the question. Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what? By this. Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by this. 715-723-2555 for $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, because, yes, they have ice cream, too.
We've had a lot of great guesses so far, but we've got callers already, so let's go to them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Connor.
Jack, your third try, buddy. Yep. Let's get you some candy.
He's called in each segment. What do you think, Jack?
I think it's getting your finger slammed in the door.
That hurts so much.
Let me just say, Jack, you sound so confident. How old are you?
10.
You sound like you could be a co-host with us sometime.
Maybe you should be sometime, Jack. Is it getting your finger slammed in the door?
That sounds so painful. It's not it.
Not it, Jack. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kat from Shattuck.
Okay.
And my daughter was injured washing dishes.
Oh, washing dishes? Thinking out of the box?
Boy, did a glass break or what?
Yes.
Oh, boy, you got to look out for that, for sure.
My mom got a bad injury. I won't go into it, but got a bad injury to her knuckle one time washing dishes.
Yeah, it can happen. Is that it, though? It's not the answer, sorry.
Not it. But, you never know. Some of those household chores, that's why I don't do them. Could be dangerous. Okay, no.
But you're aspiring to vacuum more, I think.
Yes, it was very peaceful vacuuming, really.
I told that vacuum story a couple of times about the men and women and everything like that. So.
Oh, goodness.
All right. 723-2555. Do we have any more guesses left? Are you guys giving up till Win It Wednesday?
How cold are you, folks?
723-2555. We've got some good tips this morning, like be careful with the dishes.
Every year, nearly 1,000 people are injured by what? Injured by this for $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Regaling you very quickly. Wrong answer so far. It's not shoveling, chainsaws, falling trees, falling off a ladder, bear attacks, skiing, slipping on the ice, remote control airplanes or drones, the snowblower, vacuuming, fireworks, getting your finger slammed in the door, or washing dishes. None of those. Every year, nearly 1,000 people injured by what?
All right. Tell you what, I would say three more. I don't know if we'll get three more, but we have somebody on the line. What's their name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, WWIB, yeah. Tuesday Trivia.
Go right ahead. Speak up loud and clear. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen calling from Danbury.
All right, Karen. What's your guess?
I can't believe I got through. My guess is falling icicles.
Falling icicles. There's some big icicles on my house, and I've been telling my kids to stay away.
I was concerned about that. I saw two really huge ones yesterday on the side of our house. Is that it? That's not it.
I get that better insulation from Rockin' Tate. Good to hear from Danbury this morning.
All right. Well, two more tries here if we can get it. There's one of them. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Deb calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Deb, what do you think?
So my son thinks it's a shark attack.
Shark attacks. Oh, yeah. So you hear about them. And
how often does it actually happen?
1,000 people injured by them every year. Could that be it? Sorry.
For some odd reason, I just thought of those little gummy sharks that I ate growing up, like the fruit snacks, and they were shark fruit snacks. Those were delicious. Probably horrible for me.
Oh, gummy.
I'm just buying time in case anybody else wants to call.
Gummy anything is usually pretty tasty.
Yes.
All right, going once, going twice. Looks like we're done till Win It Wednesday.
All right, we'll give you another shot tomorrow to win $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. And let me just say, maybe the kids are off school today and it's like, you know what? Let's all go over to C&J's and pick out a fun treat today. Could be a fun activity, and you know you're going to find something special at C&J's.
Caleb putting the pressure on the parents right there. Hey,
right.
And,